Now, with regard to the forgiveness of our sin, there are certain elements with regard to asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. One of the aspects with regard to it is to acknowledge the wrong. But this is very important. Sometimes it is more important than what we normally think of at first glance, is to regard the wrong as wrong. Allah Ta'ala, and through the means of our pious people's du'as, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'ah. Warina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Oh Allah, let us see haqq as haqq and give us the ability to follow it. Why first? Oh Allah, let us see good as good and then give us the ability to follow it. First, let us see good as good. Then, warina al-batila batil warzuqna ijtinaba. Oh Allah, let us see falsehood as false and give us the ability to stay away from it. What is the reason for this? Because many a times you are doing wrong and you are under the misnomer that you are doing right. Allah Ta'ala has referred to this very distressful state of affairs in the Holy Quran. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ عَامَالًا الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ السُّنْعَاءِ. Have you seen that person who is the greatest loser? الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ, who is striving towards a particular path. الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَّةً. If you look at a person who is the greatest loser, who is doing wrong, and all the time he's thinking that he's doing right. أَلْيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. What can you imagine that particular situation? There are many examples. A person who is striving in terms of kufr and disbelief. And really sometimes the effort that people who are on disbelief makes us feel ashamed. My one very good friend passed away. May Allah Ta'ala grant his is covered with Noor. Hazrat Maulana Maruf Sahib from Sri Lanka one day told me he went to a place in Africa, I think it was in Kenya. He said he went to a small village, found it very, very difficult, extreme difficult conditions to travel, extreme conditions in terms of living conditions. Went out in Jamaat in one of those particular areas, and when they reached there, after great amount of difficulty and tiredness and exertion, came there and saw nuns from Europe staying in that particular village for many, many years. So just to get there for us was such a taklif, such a difficulty. And I saw people who were staying there for the sake of their disbelief. Can you see the greatest people in terms of losers are those who are striving towards something, but they all the time, while they are striving, they are thinking they are doing right, but in reality they are doing wrong. So the first aspect with regard to tawbah and forgiveness is to acknowledge right as right, wrong as wrong. If you don't acknowledge wrong, then you are not going to get the ability to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And no, although we normally don't tell people, we got to tell that, listen, when a person does wrong, then he must acknowledge it. We're not saying that he must continue doing that wrong, but you have to be careful in saying this. People mustn't use it as a justification, but there are sometimes it is better for a person to regard wrong as wrong than for a person to regard wrong as right and continue doing it. Understand what I'm saying? One is, if a person does wrong, acknowledging it that he's wrong doesn't mean he's right. Doesn't mean he's justified for him doing it. But relatively, is better than a person doing wrong and regarding it as right and continue doing. Like, for example, music, or for example. You know, one is to say that I'm doing this wrong. Oh Allah, you forgive me, you guide me. And one is to say, what's wrong when this Maulanas are talking nonsense about music? Man, nothing wrong with it. Look at how it gives me inspiration. You know, now that is, there's two different aspects. And that is why our ulama have spoken about bid'at in such a strong terms, innovation. And the reason for that is because a person is doing something which he regards as right, but all in reality, it is wasted and futile effort. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّيَكُمْ. So the first thing with regard to tawbah is to acknowledge wrong as wrong. The second thing, my dear respected brothers, is in reality, something which is at the core of tawbah and forgiveness. And that is at-tawbah to an-nadam. And that is regret over the wrong that you have done. You don't go and boast about the wrong that you have done. You don't go and boast about the wrong that you have done. You feel ashamed of the wrong that you have done. You know, one is to feel regretful, and one is to boast about the wrong that you have done. Do you know what I did last night? Aliyadhu billah, what did you do? Are you proud about it? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahireen.